Looking forward to seeing you at Southern Valley coming up again next week. I know one meet left, but boy, that RPAC meet brought out the best in everybody. You had a lot of PRs, girls and boys, from that day, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good day to run in and throw in and jump. And I mean, there was a lot of great, outstanding performances in that RPAC. And you know, we had some kids do really well in some events. And I can't remember how many total records the RPAC, you know, broke, but it was a pretty good amount. So it was a great day for kids to compete.
Gosh, where do we start? Let's start with the girls, of course. Ladies having a great year. I know Sutton Schaefer, she was one of them in the 300 meter hurdles, where she came alive in a, you know, facing Abby Sparger, got to chase her down. But that was a PR for her, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, she had her season best so far. Uh-huh. You know, she hasn't got best time like she did last year. She was down in the 48s last year, so you know, she's dealing with some shin splints, but she's still looking to run her best races the last three meets of the year. So we're hoping to help her do that.
And the same goes with the 100 highs with Emma Strand there. That 17.7 was a PR for her on the year.
Yeah, she's peaking at the right time for sure. You know, she dropped under 18 seconds just one time last year, and then she did it two times in the meet at RPAC. So she's running real well, starting to see the hurdles really well. So we're hoping, you know, she can shave some more time off that to better her chances at qualifying for state.
You know, it's so good to see Desi Farner back out there, Coach. She's had a couple of meets under her belt, and I'm sure you're seeing progress from her every single meet, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, it's disappointing not having her at 100%, but, you know, you feel good watching her out there competing and running and knowing she's going to get better, and she's working at it. So it's glad to have her back out there competing, and just wish she was 100% instead of, you know, about maybe 75-80.
I know, high hopes going into the season, you know, off of last year's state meet, especially for your relays, with pretty much everybody coming back, but hopefully next year she'll be back to where she was along with some of these other girls, and they can get those relays, that time down a little bit more for them.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot coming back, especially on the girls' side. Throw Tatum Roskopf in there, who was a state qualifier pole vault. You know, she had that injury as well. And just keep those girls working, and hopefully we can bounce back and have them 100% and healthy next year. That'd be great.
I tell you, and I have talked, when we have talked, Hayden Seach in the hurdles, he got that 300-meter hurdle time down to 40.27 at your invite, and I know he is going to be going all out district day to try to get him a ticket to Omaha in that event.
Yeah, you know, he's had a great attitude. We asked him to start running those 300 hurdles this year and 110s, and he's never hurdled before. And you know, it was a little clunky at start, but, you know, he's got our school record now in 300 hurdles. You know, at RPAC, he took a nasty spill, but, you know, he's going to bounce back from that and hopefully compete really well at Alma tomorrow and compete well at Southern Valley at districts and get himself to state for another year.
I know he's in the sprints. He's been running the 100 and 200, but boy, that sprint field's awfully darn tough. We got a lot of good sprinters there in that district coming up next week.
Yeah, you know, his best sprint race is probably the 200, and you know, for a long time he was sitting in the top 6-7 in the state, but you know, his better race is probably the 300 hurdles, and when you have to run the 200 after the 300 hurdles, he just can't do it at districts, you know, when you want to compete in those sprints. So, you know, we're gonna try to get him down those 300 hurdles. We'll see what he can do in the 110s and maybe put him in the 100 in a relay, and we'll see what happens.
I tell you, it's fun to watch Wrigley McDonald in the open 400. He runs the half as well. That sophomore has had a pretty good year. He's getting faster meet by meet, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, he's had a really good year. You know, unfortunately, after our Mather, he kind of had a hip flexor issue. He hasn't ran. Didn't run at RPAC, but we're going to see what we're going to put him in one event here at Alma, see what he can do. He's just, you know, he can run. He's just going to have to push through a lot of pain with that hip flexor. So we're hoping he can still run a pretty good time in that four.
Gosh, Coach, it's always something. Dang it. You have a good season. You get down the middle part of the season, something crops up on some kids, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, it's the way it's goes sometimes, and this year's worse than others, and sometimes you have better years, but you know, he's a tough kid, and we'll see what he can do.
And then in the throws, I know Trey Downey is hanging it right in there as well. You know, it's a good group of throwers in that district with, you know, Dundee County, Stratton, with Kisker from Hitchcock County. Maybe possibly sneaks in there with a season best throw coming up next week.
Yeah, you know, he's been throwing 2 or 3 feet further in practice than he has in meet. We just need to get one to go in a meet, and you know, he maybe can get in on additional qualifying. You get the two Dundee County kids, and mm-hmm. you got the Kisker kid who's over 50, and you know, it's just a tough, you know, district for shot putters. You know, and then you got Clara Hilker on the girls' side. You know, she's right there in our district as well. So if they have a good last couple of meets and, you know, maybe PR by 1 or 2 feet, which they're both capable of, they're going to be right there.
Well, you know, these district performances, Coach, these meets bring out the best of everybody, and they'll bring out the best of your kids. They will give it their all. Come up at Southern Valley on Wednesday.
That's what we're looking forward to, peaking at the right time.